problem with the delivery of services across such a vast and diverse state as the state of Alaska, but there can be improvements made there if we target our resources more effectively. So just once again, I hope that as members receive the keys in their office, I stirred up the collection of the keys. I didn't stir up the idea of sending the keys to individual legislators and having them the message pass them on to Representative Ellis. That was put together by the network or the community of families with DD members. But I'm happy to accept those keys, and every time we hear the jangle, we can know that there's growing support across the state of Alaska for these services not to experience a reduction as we go about cutting this year's budget, because we can afford in this state of immense wealth not to deny services to mentally retarded infants or mentally retarded youngsters or adolescents who are trying to make their way in the world. That would be reprehensible in my opinion, and I don't think that's what we mean when we say that we all have to feel the pain. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a change in the announcement that I made earlier. Due to a scheduling conflict, we will not be having our court's budget meeting tomorrow at noon. It will instead be on Monday, and it will be at 4 p.m. in the House Finance Committee room. That's the closeout for the court system budget. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask permission of the floor to ask some booming questions on the Exxon tanker Valdez.
Without objection, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, many of us gathered in the House Finance to hear an update of just what went wrong and why it went wrong and the catastrophe we have before us in Prince William Sound. It was never established, actually, whether or not a boom was put in place around the distressed vessel. We heard some comments here recently from the Majority Leader that a boom apparently had been there. It is broken. It's not definite whether or not it's been reconnected. My question is, why are we so tardy in booming that vessel? It seems that we've lost some very good early opportunities to contain the damage. And in fact, is only one boom sufficient? Should there be a second or a third boom to ensure that further damage does not result from that catastrophe? Thank you very much.
Are there other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday morning.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday.